studio. Our guests, so excited about these guys being here.
Whoa. And speaking of alive,
good morning.
Tom,
John Nettles, John Flansy Flansburg, how are you from They Might Be Giants?
We're well. We've had our brekkie. We're vampires. We're fine.
What did you have for breakfast apart from O positive?
Human blood.
Gross. Well, so you've arrived already. You're jet lagged and you're sucking the blood of our locals. Is that?
Yes, correct.
How is Australian blood awesome. Compared to your native
delicious,
plasma?
Delicious. A little more salt than we're used to, but that's fine.
Okay, nice. Well, thanks for being here.
Hey, I just have to say there's no such thing as a sideshow in Brisbane.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's the main event. Can't call it a sideshow. It's the main event.
It's
the main event.
I see. Yeah. Well, yeah.
No, these festival shows are fun, but you know we're doing lots of shows in what we think of as big cities.
Yeah,
and we're gonna rock it.
Okay, great. Well, yeah, you are touring all over the place in the country for Groove and the Move Festival, playing a bunch of main shows that aren't part of that festival.
I guess that is the procedure here, right? That people sort of pop in and out of festivals and then do other stuff?
Yeah, I mean, it's such a long way for people to come, so they come out for festivals and they do some sideshows for people who can't necessarily make those festivals.
Or they're big fans of They Might Be Giants, but they don't want to put up with the other bills and pay for the extra, the sideshows, which are at Groove and the Move, apart from you guys as well, which I think we can say definitely are sideshows.
So they just want 2 hours of They Might Be Giants. Woe to go.
Exactly. Good and hard.
Yeah. Thanks for being here at Triple J. Great to have you back. When was the last time you were in the country?
2001, December of 2001. Oh. Very, very thrilling but brief tour that we did that month.
Memories of that time?
Well, it was actually a crappy year for us. A lot of things, including the September 11th nightmare, happened in a very short period of time. Actually, the Australian tour in some ways was probably one of the bright spots for us. But I think this tour is going to be way, way better.
Well, it's already way better, actually, because we're doing like twice as many shows and almost all of them are sold out. So we're kind of psyched.
Oh, good news.
And how do you go about, for gentlemen who have been performing for about 30 years now, how do you go about picking the set list for a They Might Be Giants show? Because you've got a bevy of material.
A lot of yelling, lots of tantrums.
we rely on the, somebody has a wiki of all the shows we've ever done. So we can go back and look and see what we played 12 years ago, when, here. And I mean, not that you know, we shouldn't ever play the same songs twice where we've been, but we try to present new material when we come back to somewhere.
It's if we had hits, you'd call it a greatest hits show.
Yes.
Well, you've done it. Well, this is the sixth. Nanobots' new record is 16th, 17th.
16th. The difficult 16th. Difficult 16th album.
17th is going to be a breeze.
It's going to be easy as. Yeah. But even then, there's 25 tracks on this record, so you really do have a lot of songs.
It's 16th and 17th. Come on, you could have put it over the two.
It's only 45 minutes long. We don't want to cheat anybody out of a full length CD.
Sure.
Good point. All right, we're going to play a track from that record now.
Call
Your Mum. Anything you want to tell us about this particular tune?
This song is not about anybody we know.
Okay, perfect. We'll be back with John and Flansy from They Might Be Giants on Triple J. Good morning.
I think I'd like to call you Mom.
You're listening to Triple J.
With They Might Be Giants on Triple J. That was Call You Mom.
And Tom and Alex.
We have fake American accents.
Radio with microphones.
Oh, I don't actually speak this way.
Covering up your real American accents, John
that's
and John
that's
from
correct.
They Might Be Giants are our guests.
Sound like Jimmy
this
Stewart,
morning.
Oh, yeah.
That's correct. We don't talk like that.
Doggone
it.
Join us as they arrive in Australia for their tour with Groove and the Move, playing plenty of sideshows tonight. If you want to go along, most shows are sold out, but if you want to go along tonight to the Corner Hotel to see the gentleman up on stage, you're more than welcome to on this day. And there's plenty of Australians to go and see the shows. We're ticking over to 23 million by the end of today, I reckon, guys. If you watch the Australian Bureau of Statistics life calendar thing.
Population count.
When does it actually flip the odometer or the peopleometer or whatever you call the population?
We're on 22,999,402. They reckon we get an overall total a population increase of one person every 1 minute, 23 seconds.
Whoa. There's that number again. That's a peculiar coincidence.
On the 23rd of April, getting 23 million. What do you reckon of that?
That's spooky. It's very spooky.
Is that the Jim Carrey movie, 23? Number 23? No.
We were actually talking during the break about how there actually was this event in our lives that was strangely numerologically compelling enough to make us start wondering if that nonsense was true,
right.
Which is our very first show. Was it on January 23rd or
February 23rd? February 23rd. Yep, 1983, maybe?
Something like that, yes. Right.
Yep. We played 23 songs.
1923? Was it?
Yes. It was 1923, yeah. But I think we probably were each, we're 23 years old, or one of us was anyway.
Yeah.
And we played 23 songs. 23 people showed up. They each paid $2, so we each got $23. And there was some other 23 in there. I can't remember. But it was spooky.
Is this when you were called songs? El Grupo de Rock and Roll?
That was the year before in the summertime. We played a Nicaraguan festival that we weren't called They Might Be Giants at that point.
How did that name come to be, They Might Be Giants? That's a great name.
It's just the name. It's just the name of a movie. It seemed at the time, it seemed kind of, you know, every band is the first thing you do, so it's sort of underinformed. But it seemed vaguely cool, and it was so ponderously long that it seemed like it would make kind of an interesting. It would look good in the paper.
I think CBGB at that time used the same type size for every band. So if you had a longer name, your name was bigger in the ad.
It was probably the most calculated thing we ever did.
Yes, exactly.
Such an incredible career for you guys. As we say, a 16th record, difficult 16th record, Nanobots here. You've written the theme song to The Daily Show. Of course, Boss of Me was huge too for Malcolm in the Middle. Your music means a lot to a lot of people. Flood was an incredible record for me. I love that dearly. What's been your favorite thing? What do you reckon has been the highlight or the moments up there that have been meant so much to you guys as a band, living pretty much your entire adult life being involved with They Might Be Giants?
Oh, wow. Well, you know, I mean, we've done some, you know, we got to be on The Tonight Show. We got to be on Top of the Pops a few times. And, you know, those are really interesting experiences. We actually did a live recording session at at Thomas Edison's laboratories.
What?
And that was like completely trippy and fast. We were recording onto wax cylinders, and that seems very memorable. I don't know. What sticks out in
your... Of course, that was back in 23.
Right, 1923.
Thomas Edison himself there.
He was the engineer.
Yeah, he was very thin, though.
So you guys are big science heads? That's a real passion for you? You've made science records, really, teaching kids about...
We've made a science record, and we had to learn everything that we put on the record because we were not tip top students in school, but we are very pro education, maybe as a result, we think.
Yeah.
Don't do as we did.
I think
do as we say.
You know, we're interested in science, but it doesn't mean we're good at it.
Yeah. Exactly.
Well, Particle Man is a much beloved song, and Dermot is a big fan who started a conga line at your shows in Brisbane back in the 90s.
Uh-huh.
Loves this tune. What exactly inspired Particle Man? Is he a Don
or is he a speck? Well, my memory is the initial inspiration was watching Night of the Hunter with Robert Mitchum, and my friend, who might have been high, said something
hey, I'm
like...
right here, John.
said something that seemed profoundly true to us at the time, which is, I think Robert Mitchum had his shirt off, and he said, Robert Mitchum is a triangle.
Now, are we talking isosceles here, gentlemen? Is it a scalene triangle?
Yeah. What, did you get into details?
I can't even remember if... Yeah, it might have been irregular.
Equilateral, perhaps.
Okay. Know. And that explains the whole song? Then you thought you needed someone to fight against? Some kind of party.
He was going to fight against
Robert Mitchum. Yeah, fighting for the whole movie.
He didn't need any
encouragement. He's fighting with children in that movie.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Robert Mitchum was at a trial. Okay,
there you go. The more you know. Triple J this morning with John and John from They Might Be Giants.
Ding.
New music from Sydney's The Preachers there. Is This How You Feel? The name of the tune. Tom Ballard and Alex Dyson hanging out with John and John from They Might Be Giants.
Yeah. Hello. Hey, do you think those are real drums or not?
On that song?
Yeah.
I think so. I think they...
Very robotically perfect.
Oh, yeah. Have you guys ever utilized that kind of stuff? Are you all...
We began using drum machines. That was our first 10 years.
Yeah, we couldn't escape it in the 80s.
So yeah, it was kind of the thing. It was the future is now.
Yeah.
Because didn't I think that... the drums were actually extinct at that point, but they found a small colony of them in like a forest in Papua New Guinea.
And they breeding them, yeah.
The breeding program worked, and then it all came back to fruition.
They found mosquitoes that used to bite drums, and they extracted
the DNA from the mosquitoes.
That's right. Not a lot of people. See, again, science with They Might Be Giants. It's always good. Always good to learn. I love how you guys reinvent yourself. You have an app out at the moment, but back in the early days, can you tell us about that system where people would call in to hear They Might Be Giants tracks? Is that how it works?
Yes.
I try to get in my head.
The strangest thing about it is that we started this dial song service at a time when phone machines were so new, they were only in New York City, and they were very trendy in a way. You know, there are people who didn't approve of phone machines, but we just saw it as a way to have kind of a launching pad for our music beyond just people coming to nightclubs. So it was an interesting way. It was just a fun creative project to write songs that would actually work on the phone, which is a lot harder than it sounds. And it definitely focused us up on like melody and lyrics and stuff like that. But it was just a weird project.
So I'm a They Might Be Giants fan. I call a certain number and I hear one of your new songs down the line.
Exactly. Wow. Exactly. And that's all you get. Okay. And then it's disconnected.
And it's not the time where someone couldn't just take a rip of it and put it on YouTube and then let people just go that way, cut out the middleman. It was
there weren't fax machines yet.
Oh, old school.
So many formats have come and gone since then. It's kind of amazing.
And now with your app in 2013, this is basically a catalog of all your stuff ever.
Yeah, it's a different song every day, and there's, you know, hundreds of songs that it's already played. It loads in 5 songs that you can listen to over the course of a week or so, and they slowly come in and fade away.
Ooh, interesting.
Lovely.
I've only got Dolly Parton's iPhone app at the moment, so I'll have to put
what's that?
You can listen to her music, get Dolly Parton news, see the latest images of Dolly Parton, plus some archival images as well.
See the surgeries, the latest.
Yeah, exactly. Updates.
Like a timeline of surgeries.
I'm not sure.
How do your breasts compare to Dolly's as well? You can
Another
compare
one.
Them as well.
Also good.
We interviewed her once, and she said, "I'm a digital Dolly," and that amused us a lot. So
Instrumentation, guys, you've got plenty of instruments on stage. Is there anything you have to bring from America that is just in there for one song, and you're just wondering, is it worth it? Is it
Funny
worth this
ask.
Single
well,
instrument?
Well, the first time we came here, we brought a bass saxophone, which was a profoundly stupid idea. It was the biggest thing the case was the size of a refrigerator.
Note to upcoming musicians, not worth it.
Yeah, it was a bad idea. But this time around, we have the bass clarinet, which is also a bass instrument, but much, much smaller and easier to bring across the ocean.
How many tracks does that feature on in your live show?
Just one. Exactly one. We had big ideas for it.
Have you ever done the theremin? Have you ever experimented with the theremin situation? No?
We have theremin-like instruments on stage, but they're sort of more, what do you call the, you know, homemade circuit bent kind of thing?
That's right. We have some electronics. We use theremins at home in order to relax.
Just to chill out.
As we're trying to fall asleep.
If you want to check out the bass clarinet in a single song, they might be giants to play the Corner Hotel tonight in Melbourne, which is a couple of tickets still left.
If you hate the bass clarinet, there's only one song.
Exactly.
That's right.
You'll grab a beer while
you'll love most of our show.
Yeah. Other shows on the tour are sold out, as are a couple of Groove of the Moves, but heading around starting this weekend in Maitland. Have a sensational time, gentlemen.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Thank you.
We could talk to you for hours. Thanks for dropping by Triple J Breakfast this morning, and enjoy your time. Welcome back to Australia.
Thank you so much.
You guys are great.
See ya.
Thanks very much.